Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the role of your board of directors in resilience and how organizational resilience is being seen more and more today as a board-level priority. Now, you've heard me talk on our podcast and in other articles and writings many times that your program has to align to your organization's strategic objectives. What you may not be thinking about is that your board has some thoughts on organizational resilience. And as the world has become more uncertain, your board is asking more and more questions about resilience than ever before. And so I want to give you insight by going through some key points about organizational resilience as a board level priority. The first one is a best practice for your board. That your board must align their decisions with the expectations of your stakeholders, of your shareholders. And part of that is setting clear guidelines on transparency, on risk management, and long-term sustainability of the organization. And when I say risk management here, I'm talking very broadly about risk, including the resilience of your organization when those risks become reality. And that touches business continuity, information security, IT disaster recovery, crisis management, physical security, reputation management, and crisis communications. And that list just goes on and on and on. The board has to have these kind of conversations with management because the board's role in governance and oversight mandates that they ensure that your organization has robust capabilities in these spaces. Proactively engaging with leadership teams in that way by boards fosters improvements in risk management, operational transparency, and the overall resilience of your organization. One of the most important things that a board can do is push management towards a clear definition of resilience, of organizational resilience. A resilient organization can withstand all kinds of disruptions and come out of those stronger. And often, in doing so, they can gain a competitive advantage, competitive edge during a crisis. For example, in my days of running a business continuity crisis management intelligence program in a Fortune 30 company, one of the things that we did and that we demonstrated to the board was during Hurricane Sandy that we were able to reopen our locations and our distribution channels much more quickly than our competitors, which gave us a multi-million dollar advantage in revenue because we were open and they were not, but also helped us achieve our mission of serving the community because you could come to our retail stores and buy the things you needed to clean up your home, to get back into the economic life cycle of what was going on in the impacted areas, and not just wait on government to come and clean up the mess that was there. So we both increased revenue, provided our team with employment, and were able to serve the local community because we had invested in the resilience capabilities needed to do that. Our competitors did not. And we could demonstrate that very clearly based upon data that we were able to obtain. Your board also has a role in stress testing. Your board should conduct regular stress tests to evaluate how quickly an organization can adapt and respond and even reduce costs during adverse conditions. I'm not saying the board needs to be running exercises, but what I'm saying is the board needs to ensure that such exercises are happening. And then in some cases, the board should be practicing. For example, if you're a large organization that could potentially be the target of a cybersecurity attack, and the board is required to approve ransomware payments, for example, over a certain amount, you should practice that process so that the board understands how you are prepared for those situations, but also what their role is going to be and how that plays out. And practicing that will help you identify opportunities. The fifth is related to this. It is the scenario analysis, using what-if discussions and scenario planning, such as assessing your operational continuity during a natural disaster or cyber attack. These help organizations anticipate and mitigate potential disruptions, and your board wants to hear about these. They want to know that you're practicing and the lessons that you're learning. Board should not only support these decisions that need to be made during a crisis, but they should also be encouraging strategic investments that help you ensure long-term resilience. Board's roles are not just about fixating on the outcomes of what you're looking for in resilience, but they're also looking at the decision-making processes and plans that you put into place and see if they hold up under pressure. Your board's interest is ensuring that you have a robust resilience program that meets the addresses well the challenges that you're faced with as an organization. Boards can enhance resilience by ensuring that they're performing their role of independent oversight. They're avoiding conflicts of interest to themselves, and they're maintaining clear lines of accountability. One of the most important things that boards can do, though, is ensuring that resilience is just part of your strategies. It's part of your strategic objectives as an organization. That it's not just about crisis response when something goes wrong, but that you've embedded resilience practices into your strategic planning, helping ensure the long-term stability and adaptability. And then, as always, as we've talked before, always encourage that you have some type of approach embedded in your policies that requires a briefing to at least a committee of the board on an annual basis about the state of your resilience programs. In my Fortune 30 leadership days, we had an annual presentation that our chief security officer did to the audit committee of the board. They owned all of the risk capabilities, so they were being briefed on business continuity and crisis management activities, but also in some years, we presented to the entire board and had a robust conversation about risk and resilience. So this is what this looks like on the other end of the equation. Your role as a resilience leader is to continue to make sure that you are aligning your program and your focuses against the organization's strategic objectives, and that you have things in your policies and practices that provide the board with updates on some type of regular cadence, I would say at least annually. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.